1048DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. At least one person has died and one person was seriously hurt in an avalanche today in Lake Tahoe. This woman says she could have been buried.
My phone actually blew up because a lot of people were concerned that I was in that avalanche, which again, like I said, the bus was like 5 minutes late. And 5 minutes earlier, I probably would have been in it.
A House panel is weighing whether to hold Hunter Biden in contempt for ignoring a congressional subpoena to testify about his business dealings. New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Let him comply. Let him do it today. Let him do it tomorrow. But let the man do it.
The White House says rebel attacks are threatening global trade in the Red Sea. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Despite what the Houthis may say, they are threatening and targeting commercial vessels with ties to countries all over the world, many of which have no connection to Israel whatsoever.
He also says they're threatening lives. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A task force created last summer in response to human trafficking is introducing 11 bills to increase awareness, impose tougher punishments, and make it easier for victims to sue traffickers in Wisconsin. It's not clear if any of the proposals will pass soon since the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. Governor Evers says increasing shared state revenue with local governments was his proudest accomplishment from last year. For example, he says smaller communities can now offer more responsive emergency services.
If the crew's out on an issue, that's it. If somebody needed help after that, they're screwed.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Law enforcement and emergency department staff have a vital partnership to help keep our communities healthy and safe.
Being able to communicate and work well together, it allows for the patient to receive their treatment, whether they're a suspect or they might be dangerous at that time, and it allows them to receive their treatment without worry of the staff being harmed or that person being unable to receive that treatment.
That's Wausau Police Department Lieutenant Jacob Albee. He said police are there for the protection of the staff as well as the patients. Stephanie Dulock, Aspirus Wausau Hospital Emergency Department Manager, said it's common to have police officers in the emergency department.
As a community partner, we have one common goal, and that's to take care of those that we serve in our area. So really working together to help put that story together and get that patient the best possible care is why we're all here.
January 9th was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with two touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm, and the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there, had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know, but, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and flurries this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and lows in the low 20s. High near 30 for tomorrow, maybe some late day sun. Winter storm watches for Friday for more snow, then much colder for the weekend. Highs struggling to get up above zero by Sunday, and windy with bitter wind chills. Current temp is 30.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, a happier happy hour brought to you live from Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University, the site of the GOP presidential primary debate. I am here in the second floor file room across from the spin room. And Dom, I'm not exactly making friends. I got a nasty Karen Graham earlier in hour one.
What'd you do?
Sorry to interrupt. Could you speak towards the curtains for me just to soundproof a bit? And I'm like, there's hundreds of people in this room. No. Do you understand the concept of a live radio program? Apparently, she must be in print or something. You know, needs her quiet thoughts to prepare for a debate that is still 2 hours, 52 minutes, and 49 seconds away. I mean, really, do you need silence in the room? Do you? Do you?
So, Do you?
So the answer, Karen, is no.
No.
Ah! No. Dom, I want to reference back to the, you know, maybe not the lead, but the reason I'm in Iowa today. Of course, the Iowa caucus is going off on Monday, and there is some reporting what to expect in the final Republican debate before the Iowa caucuses. That's this little shindig tonight. So anyways, from the body of the work, DeSantis has his back against the wall. Trump is expected to win the Iowa caucuses. DeSantis has struggled so much in his campaign that he needs to come in very close to Trump to have a path forward in the presidential race. Many Republicans say, here's a quote from Sarah Longwell, to the extent there are stakes, the stakes are that if Nikki Haley comes in second in Iowa, I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis' career is over, but it's going into a deep freeze coma and may never return. Dom added, Craig Robinson, the former political director of Iowa's Republican Party, DeSantis needs a clear, strong victory over Nikki Haley. If he gets that, he has life. If he doesn't get that, I think he's dead and he'll be out of the race. Well, if you weren't listening earlier, Chris Christie took that path today. The Scott Walker, I'm dropping out. You know, hopefully for a clear conservative choice to beat the front runner. Well, Chris Christie did the Scott Walker-esque concession, although Christie's speech extremely long under the fact that, you know, he didn't even qualify for the debate stage. But anyways, the debate tonight will illuminate those dynamics and help answer this question. How does DeSantis perform when it's do or die? I can't believe Walda. He doesn't strike me as like a baller.
Pressure kind of guy.
He doesn't strike me as a baller. Now, right,
the last few seconds of the game, you want to have that guy with the ball? He knows a little taller with those boots.
He stands there, and he struggles, Tom, just to seem human on the stage. And I don't think he's going to rise to the occasion. A little bit more here. Don't expect anyone to go after Trump in a real way. The opportunity to attack Trump in a manner that could hurt his poll numbers, well, Don, that's long since passed. The Haley and DeSantis campaigns made a strategic decision months ago not to seriously attack him. That's essentially baked the cake months ago that Trump would win, Republican strategist Doug Hayes said. Haley has sort of started going after Trump lately, but her critics note that is in a passive voice rather than attributing an action to Trump. Chaos follows him, Haley said of Trump.
DeSantis, that's one way to put it.
Yeah, DeSantis and Haley have spent more time and money attacking each other in Iowa, and that will probably hold true for Tuesday. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday's debate.
Mm-hmm.
Which is perplexing to many strategists, because if Haley and DeSantis want to be president, they need to find a way to bring down the guy who's an average 50 points ahead of them in the polling, Dom.
Wow, dude.
They're just waiting for the trials to begin. It'll all be better after the trials, right, Dom?
Interesting thoughts here. Heard any more from that piece?
Well, one other troubling subheadline. Who's watching this anymore? Trump's lead Trump's lead in the presidential primary is incomparable, at least by modern day standards. His lead is almost insurmountable in Iowa and other early voting states. He has a 65-point lead over his competitors in Nevada. Can't wait to get to Vegas soon, Dom. His campaign says it hopes to have a nomination wrapped up by March, despite the fact the voting will extend into June. And lest any candidate comes close to Trump, he has been masterful at stealing the headlines. This week, as candidates were campaigning in Iowa, he appeared in court in D.C. to listen to arguments about whether he should be immune from prosecution. Some would say drawing attention to that case. And Trump, as mentioned earlier, Dom, Trump is in Iowa. He's in Des Moines today, but he's not at the presidential debate. He's doing his own town hall with the Foxy News Network. Fred Bear, I know it's Brett Bear, and Martha McCollum will be the moderators. It'll just be solo Trump.
Oh, man. Very interesting perspectives. If, you know, because Haley's doing better in New Hampshire than DeSantis, right? DeSantis put all his eggs in the basket of Iowa. With Chris Christie, you know, stepping down today, if DeSantis falls flat tonight in this debate,
well, DeSantis
it could be all over, and it could be Haley v. Trump, which would at least, you know, consolidate the anti-Trump vote in the Republican Party versus the MAGAs.
First and foremost, can we say and bid Ron DeSantis' campaign a less than fond farewell, Dom? There's no way Ron DeSantis is coming back from Iowa. A, he's not going to finish perhaps even in second place. He'll be lucky if he gets third. Be lucky if Vivek Ramaswamy doesn't beat his ass. I think DeSantis is the Scott Walker of this campaign. He's soon to crawl back under his rock, Dom, and go back to, you know, nothingness. He'll be the stay the course governor in Florida for a few more years, and then he's term limited, and then, you know, he'll be the next guy to take over at the Young Adolphs Foundation, probably.
I mean, Scott Walker has, you know, warmed the seat for him. Some polling out of New Hampshire, this one from CNN, from yesterday. Trump at 39, Haley at 32, Christie at 12, DeSantis at 5. Ramaswamy at 8, Hutchinson at 1. We do have some sound of Chris Christie today. Let's throw that out there.
Is this
for your
him dropping out of the race?
This is, yes. This is
this fresh is sound. Hot off the presses.
Nate,
hard work,
man,
Nate.
You are amazing, man. Thank you for your efforts today. Let's play some of your hard work. Chris Christie, cut one, telling the truth, backing out
as
today.
As we were watching this race come together from where Mary Pat and I were sitting at home in New Jersey, we were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake.
Well, now Chris Christie, he did that, but he's not going to do it anymore. Let's hear some more cut two.
We were really concerned that nobody would tell the truth in this race about what's really at stake. And no one would tell the truth about Donald Trump.
Well, what's the truth about Donald Trump? That he thinks he should be able to murder people and get away with it? Besides that, Christie, some of his Trump warnings. Cut number three, please, Nate.
No one would tell the truth about his divisiveness, his stoking of anger for his own benefit, him putting himself before the people of this country.
That he does. He does that well, Donald Trump. But you joined him, man, in 2016. What does he say about that? Cut four.
I decided that I would get behind him and support him. I let the ambition get ahead and in control of the decision making.
And therefore, he is now suspending his campaign. Cut five, please.
It's clear to me tonight that there isn't a path for me to win the nomination, which is why I'm suspending my campaign tonight for President of the United States.
Just a couple more from Christie, suspending that campaign. Cut number six, please.
They sat on the sidelines, and all they did was voice their opposition in private, behind closed doors, quietly, so no one could hear. And that's not leadership, everybody. That's cowardice.
Plenty of that to go around in the GOP these days. Scared of the megas, man. They'll say it behind the closed doors. They'll say it to each other. They won't tell them, though. That'd be bad. They'd be scared. Last one from Chris Christie, suspending his campaign. Trump is not guaranteed the nomination. What?
I've never believed that Donald Trump was a foregone conclusion as our nominee in this race. And I knew that the case had to be made against him.
Well, you tried and failed. Thank you for your efforts, Chris Christie. I was hoping you'd make it to Milwaukee, but oh well.
Oh, he can come to Milwaukee. You can still party with Chris Christie. He just won't be the nominee of the Republican Party now. What about Nikki Haley, head-to-head against Trump? Does this change the dynamic? Is there the possibility of a Trump alternative if Nikki Haley maybe catches a little fire, gets an inside straight coming out of the Iowa caucuses, and wins New Hampshire? That would be a game changer. Could it be?
Yeah,
that's like the only possible way Trump is not the nominee.
Obviously, we talk about this. DeSantis is mightily struggling right now. Haley's pulling 32 to Trump's 39, according to CNN polling yesterday in New Hampshire. I mean, if Christie's at 12, you know, if half of those go to Haley, she's within the margin of
error. Yeah, but what if the other half go to Trump?
I mean, I just don't know that you're, if you're a Trump or DeSantis, you know, if you're a Haley Christie DeSantis supporter, that you're going to go to Trump as your number two. You know what I mean?
Oh, when DeSantis drops out, unfortunately, I think most of his support goes to Nikki.
So those five that he's pulling in DeSantis. Okay. So,
well, that's New Hampshire. DeSantis has support in some states.
Sure.
It's just not Iowa, and it's not New Hampshire, and it's not going to be enough to get it done. And he's going to spend a very Scott Walker-like night next Monday night, when we're in Dubuque and then driving back. I suspect he'll be crying in a pillow a la Scotty Walker. Folks, Devil's Advocates on the road again. Drake University, a GOP primary debate coming here in just 2 hours, 42 minutes, and 4 seconds. And then a concurrent Trumpian town hall. And then the signs of silence. No, I'll be drinking at the bar. I'll be loud all night. Come on back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Get big savings on your bathroom update at Menards. We have everything you need to create the bathroom of your dreams with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and your budget. Like the Sterling Ensemble Medley Tub and Shower. Its tongue and groove interlocking joints form a seamless appearance and make installation quick and easy. Its durable high gloss finish provides lasting beauty. Get yours today for $699.99. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to the phones at 844-967-2789. Hey, is that Slipknot? Is that what we're listening to?
It is. It is the only band I can think of that is from Iowa.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate the heavy metal rock and roll.
Dom, we're also going to have some coverage of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, some strange and unusual sound of Rojo, trying to cover for the January 6th tourist, if you will. Another minimization by the perhaps complicit U.S. senator from the great state of Wisconsin. We're bringing you that.
Absolutely complicit. Oh, the only question is,
that's not how he tells it.
How long was he complicit? He already admitted his complicity. It was very short, couple of seconds, to an hour. We don't know. 844-967-2789. CJ. Happy hump day, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Don't get me all fired up. I've been told to be quiet back here.
Well, yeah. Well, you already stole my thunder because the Democrat white privilege two-tier justice Hunter Biden defied the subpoena today that you talked about.
And sort of like Jim Jordan dude?
Yeah, didn't Jim Jordan defy a subpoena, CJ? What do you think about that?
No. No,
he yes.
Didn't. Yeah, he did.
Yes.
No, yes, he did.
J6.
Yes, he did.
Well,
I mean,
there is a difference.
So whatever bad thing you have to say about Hunter Biden, if you're consistent, you would say the same thing about Jim Jordan,
well,
right?
Did you see smoking hot Nancy Mace today? And you also said, Crudy.
No, but I did see smoke coming out of the Capitol during January 6th.
The VP candidate's going to be Kristi Noem. And
yes.
She's
why?
A fantastic Republican governor. And,
what are policies? What has she done? What has she done that made her a fantastic governor in your mind?
She's very good looking.
CJ, you go.
She is smoking. Oh, yeah.
That's all her qualities are. That's all that CJ needs to hear.
Look at how she's grown. Look at the statistics of her state.
Yeah, I'm asking.
It's pretty easy to see. She's a fantastic governor and grown the economy in South Dakota like nobody's business.
So what policies has she enacted, CJ, to grow the economy in South Dakota, in your opinion, that makes her the most supremely qualified candidate for Trump's VP?
Cut taxes for businesses. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Kind of like the one group.
Republicans are literally one-trick ponies. Tax cuts, baby. Tax. He gets very excited about the tax cuts. That and a pretty girl.
He did. He's a little hot, man. I think a little hot under the collar, CJ. Tax cuts. Perhaps.
I don't think it's going to be held against her, but the New York Post, Vanity Fair, and others have reported that the South Dakota governor, Kristi Noem, has engaged in multiple years-long affair with longtime Donald Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski. And
ew,
I don't care what people do.
The affair is fine, but Lewandowski, that dude, really? I don't mind the affair. I question your judgment with your partner.
Well, I would question the affair as she, is always leading with the whole God-fearing family woman stuff.
What, you want consistency now, man? I mean, there's no shame with the megas. Why would you care?
Would that be disqualifying, do you think, to the Trump campaign? That, you heard our boy CJ's reaction. Oh, she's very, very pretty in tax cuts. So that's all he needs to hear.
That's all you need to hear.
But the Trump campaign would know for sure-sies whether or not Noam is having an active affair with Corey Lewandowski. If that was the accusation against you, and the whole idea is to bring along suburban women by putting this female co-pilot on the Trump ticket, does that help you accomplish your goal? I mean, why not just go for the Moms for Liberty chick, the threesome lady from Florida?
I'm saying, man. I mean, you just—I think you're looking at this in a traditional, quote unquote, sort of political environment, man. We blew past that a long time ago. And I would fully expect, you know, because if it's true that she's sleeping with Corey Lewandowski, a former Trumpster who himself got in a little bit of trouble for manhandling people at events, right? If that were to be the case in Trump's mind, that probably boosts her, not only with Trump, but with the mega base, man. She's a true believer. Come on, man. That's what they're all about. 844-967-2789. Let's get some more callers in. Dick from Madison. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Dick.
Hey, guys. You know, she has an economy about the size of Stoughton. So there you go. See you. But this thing with Chrissy today really bothered me. I'm not a fan of the guy. You would know that. But I am a fan of his message that since he broke from the crazies. And I don't think this is a good thing because he kept saying that he would never go away until the Eastern states. And I don't know what made him do this, but my goodness, he was the last person with any sane voice about this absolute lunatic. I mean, on a daily basis, this guy comes up with, I mean, what's today's crazy? You know, yesterday or 2 days ago was Lincoln, and then this, and then on and on and on. Yeah. You know, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I'm with you, Dick. I mean, it is disappointing, and not that I ever put any stock into what a politician says during the campaign, man. You know, oh, we're taking it all the way to Milwaukee. Yeah, right, until you don't. You know what I mean? Missing that voice, missing someone who's on that stage, and again, Trump's not even on that stage, so half the people that need to hear that are not the ones hearing it. Thanks for the call, Dick.
Hey, Dominic, just for the record, South Dakota ranked in the top 5 states for growth of gross domestic product and personal income in the first quarter of 2023. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, the state's GDP went up 10.1%, but it's not a big economy, Dom. 895,000 souls live in South Dakota, and I feel for every one of them. You can choose to live anywhere, and you choose South Dakota.
967.
It's not as beautiful as Iowa, per se.
No. Do we have time for it? Let's get some more callers. And here, Jake from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome. What do you got, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if I was able to ask a question of Trump at one of these things that he does and says stupid stuff, I would simply ask him the question, has he ever had a piece of cake more beautiful than his one with Xi Jinping since then?
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Because you know why? That's something that he would probably take like 10 minutes answering that question. You know that. And he would be like, that would be like the thing that would just end it. I just have this feeling, but it won't happen, will it? Oh, well.
No, Jake. No, it won't happen.
You know why Christie didn't offer the endorsement, of course, because after he traveled to Mar-a-Lago and, of course, wasn't the vice president or the secretary of state, Dom, he only got one scoop of ice cream and Trump took two. That's like a power move, man. That's
well, maybe
he didn't offer the endorsement.
Prosecuted Jared Kushner's father. Or setting up a honeypot? I don't recall exactly all that went down, but
Kushner's father set up his own brother-in-law with an escort, videotaped it, and then blackmailed the family. You know, very incestuous. You know. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Crudy live on the road, Des Moines, Iowa.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. It would be helpful in Wisconsin, which is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with animals. In the meantime, experts are urging drivers to be more careful.
If you're in an area where you know there's a lot of wildlife, the best thing and the most immediate step you can take to prevent wildlife vehicle collisions is to slow down.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. Yesterday was by far the snowiest day of the winter season, but Muscadet got the most snow of all at 12 inches, according to the National Weather Service. Plain, Benton, and Dodgeville in southwest Wisconsin were also in the double digits. Madison got 7.5 inches, while Green Bay got closer to 4. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The body of the woman who's been missing since November 23rd has been found near the Black River Falls Dam. Stacy Shrimick, age 53, was reported missing by her family in late November. Her kayak was found overturned on the banks of the Black River, and the search for her continued. Her body was found by an employee with the Black River Falls Municipal Utilities on Tuesday, January 9th. They contacted the Jackson County Dispatch Center with the report. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the Shrimick family. The Southwood and Adams County United Way Thank You and Recognition Celebration is today, January 10th, at the Bullseye Golf Club in Wisconsin Rapids. Appetizers and a cash bar start at 4:30 and the program begins at 5. Everyone who has supported the United Way in 2023 is welcome to attend. Join them today at the Bullseye Golf Club to celebrate with the United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with 2 touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm. And the ball was on me, so, you know, he put it there. Had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers and flurries this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and lows in the low 20s. High near 30 for tomorrow, maybe some late-day sun. Winter storm watches Friday for heavy snow, then much colder for the weekend. Highs struggling to get up above zero by Sunday, and windy with bitter wind chills. Current temp is 30.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to the Devil's
Advocates Radio Show. Crudy on the road doing Des Moines, Iowa. Drake University, the site of the CNN Republican presidential primary debate. A counter-programming measure going on Des Moines tonight as well. Trump doing a town hall on the Foxy News. And I'm here in the file room, Dom. I understand green means go. I got the proper pass to get into the spin room later. Might go and try and make Ron DeSantis cry and drop out of the race. We'll see. We'll see how the night goes.
We'll see. We'll see.
Might get an early start at the Marriott Bar because the Badgers tip off about 6:30 tonight across many of these civic media network stations. But, Dom, there are a few important headlines and still time for the callers, of course, at 844-967-2789. I am quite disappointed to hear, Dom, Donald Trump will not be allowed by his judge to give closing statements in his New York fraud trial. I really, really wanted him to do it.
My understanding, the judge put in some, you know, reasonable parameters, and Trump's attorneys did not respond by the noon deadline. So the judge has said Trump will not give closing arguments.
Probably in his best interest. You know what I mean? The precondition set by the judge, probably in Trump's best interest. That's Ingeron, right? Yeah. At the fraud trial. Well, so anyways, that's a little sad news because I was really looking forward to talking about that tomorrow on the big show, Dom. I'll just have to bring you some insights back from the downtown Des Moines Marriott Hotel bar. See who's still partying with me at bar time tonight. See if Newt Gingrich makes it. See if Ron DeSantis makes it to bar time tonight as a viable political candidate, I mean.
Man, if he's crashing and burning like former governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, if he's anything like how Scott was at the end, he'll be in that spin room till 2 o'clock in the morning talking to anyone.
We don't need another apprentice. We've already tried that. America's already tried the apprentice. Scott Walker, failure on a presidential level.
Well,
still
cries
himself to sleep, I suspect.
He made it farther than Scott Walker. So he's not the, but he could be.
He hasn't made it to the caucus yet.
Young America's Foundation. Oh, come on, man.
He hasn't made it yet. Chris, you dropped out just today, Dom. I mean, he could have a really bad debate and drop out tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, technically right. If he crashes and burns today, he literally, you know, like craps the bed today on this debate. He could back. But he's not going to do that. Why would you do that? He's got no upside for that. Money's already been spent.
If I could make him cry in the spin room, do you think he'd drop out, Dom? I mean, I'd have to show, but, you know, I should stop talking about it. Everybody knows I'm going to be in the bar. I'm not going to be in the spin room later. Probably. Dom, Rojo did a little spinning of his own today. U.S. Senator Brian Johnson.
To you, Crudy.
The topic January 6th, and he's back to spinning it as just sort of an action of some tourists, and nothing should happen to any of these people. They're all fine, patriotic people.
Hostages, according to many in the megas. Even though, most of them, a great majority, over 50% of those who are actually serving time, admitted their federal violations.
They were convicted.
Yes, they admitted to it. Yep, I did that. My bad.
Pled guilty.
Trump made me do it.
They were pressured, and they're just waiting for the inevitable pardons when Trump is reinstalled, you know, not so much on the 2024 election, but on the decertification and the do-over on the 2020.
So many. I lose track sometimes.
Let's do the Rojo now. Don't want to run out of time for Rojo, Dom. You've got the hit list. Let's play it for the people.
Just a little background here from the Raw story. Ron Johnson spreads lies about January 6th at Capitol screening of new propaganda film. Wait, what?
Lies?
Rojo's a producer now?
Damn lies and Ron Johnson?
Here we go. Just a couple paragraphs, then we'll get to the sound. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, we apologize, world, attempted to rewrite the history of the January 6th insurrection at a screening of a new documentary, and I'm going to put quotes around that, about the U.S. Capitol riot produced by a right-wing conspiracy outlet. Great. The Wisconsin Republican was asked, I believe, by Mitt Romney, if there's a conspiracy theory he doesn't believe, but I digress, who was recently called out by his state's Governor Tony Evers for taking part in the scheme leading up to the insurrection. Well, Ron Johnson spoke Tuesday evening at the Capitol screening of, quote, the real story of January 6th, part two, The Long Road Home, produced by the Epoch Times. There you go. Here's Ron Johnson. Nate, again, man, doing the hard work today. Thank you, Nate. Let's hear Rojo. There were no guns, man. What are you talking about? Cut number one.
To me, the First Amendment is so applicable to January 6th. We haven't even begun to be told the full story, which means the truth.
The truth
about January 6th.
You can't handle the truth, Ron.
We always say to the victor, go the spoils. The victor writes the history. And unfortunately, in November of 2020, Democrats had the full sweep. They had all the levers of power. And they wrote the history of January 6th.
Really?
But there are so many questions that haven't even been asked, much less answered, to get the full story, to get the full truth.
What's the full truth?
One of the questions I had, and I asked my staff to quick put this together, is, you know, I remember hearing the mantra of thousands of armed insurrections, you know, which I'm the guy, by the way, in the hearing in February where we had FBI witness Jill Sanborn asked her, okay, we hear thousands of armed insurrections. So no, most Americans, when they think of arms, they think of firearms. And I know you can use other things as weapons, and they did. But most people think arms as firearms. So I asked the FBI, how many firearms, if we had thousands of armed insurrections, how many firearms did the FBI confiscate on January 6th? I had no idea what the answer would be. But the answer was a mic drop moment when she said zero.
Zero. According to Ron Johnson, FBI confiscated zero. Okay, but that doesn't mean there weren't arms there. A couple of quick headlines from the Washington Post. Evidence of firearms in J6 crowd grows as arrests and trials mount. That's from July of 2022. The AP. Oath Keepers jury hear about massive weapons cache on January 6th. So let's not forget, during that speech, Donald Trump implored his own security, let him come through, because people were getting jammed up at the metal detectors, man. You want them to come in? They're not coming for me, right? That's what he said. They're not coming for me. I don't care if they're armed. Anyway, I digress. Ron Johnson. Oh, go ahead, Curdy.
From that very same article at the Washington Post, I was also doing a little fact-checking in real time, Dom. Defendants have said as much as well in video evidence played at his trial. Guy Raffet of Willie, Texas, said as he stood near the front of the mob on the west side of the Capitol, he counted, one guy counting, 8 firearms carried by 5 people. Raffet said that his count included a .40 caliber pistol, his Texas companion's .45 caliber handgun, 5 firearms carried by a couple he met at the Capitol, and a .22 caliber weapon carried by a woman who stopped to help him after he was hit with bear spray. Raffet was found guilty in March of encouraging one of the first surges of the mob to overwhelm the police while carrying his semi-automatic handgun in a hip holster. So, you know, maybe not thousands of weapons, but this was an armed mob, Rojo. And if they didn't have the guns, they had the zip ties, the bear spray, and hell, many used the American flag as a weapon that day, did they not, Tom?
They certainly did. And having caches of weapons, again, knowing what the situation was. And so it's already a loaded position from Ron Johnson. If the FBI confiscated no guns that day, then he's saying there were no guns that day, which of course is not correct.
The actual number, according to the Washington Post, at least 121 people have been charged with using or carrying dangerous weapons, and about 20 have been found guilty so far. That's just at this specific event. And amongst them, chemical sprays, stun guns, flagpoles, and clubs, a hurled fire extinguisher, a plank, a long pole, and of course, the aforementioned weapons that were the firearms, you know, the only kind that really count, if you ask Ron Johnson.
Well, and another question I would have as well, how many people were actually arrested on that day? Which still kind of blows my mind. That all that stuff going around, you know, the officers are fighting for their lives, you don't really have time to, you know, try to just arrest people. You know what I mean? So if there were no arrests or very few arrests that day, then based on the logic that Senator Ron Johnson is giving to us, well, then it must have been totally peaceful. So of course, this doesn't make any sense. But let's remember, he's there to promote a conspiracy film by Epoch Times. Let's hear a little bit more, Nate, if you would. Let's get back to. Let's play the next cut, please. Cut number two. Let's skip that one. Let's go to the First Amendment. Cut three, the First Amendment from Senator Ron Johnson.
All I can ask of anybody here in the audience or listening in a later videotape is please try and find out what the truth is. Discern it. You know, look up sites like Epoch Times. Subscribe. Learn the truth and spread the truth. Be evangelists for the truth, because that's the only thing that can save our nation from the radical leftists that have infiltrated every institution of this country. They are the danger of they are the danger to democracy, not the patriots, the vast majority of patriots that showed up to exercise their First Amendment rights on January 6th.
And perhaps there may have been a vast majority of those who did exercise their First Amendment rights, but there's also a big chunk of folks that went over and went beyond their First Amendment rights and started crapping on the walls and beating the hell out of the thin blue line. Ron Johnson, you can't tell me that that was Antifa.
Well, I'm not sure if Ron would imply that that was Antifa, but Ron Johnson has got more to say. We got more of the Ron Johnson sound, do we not?
Cut number four, please, Nate.
Now, I came back and I was highly criticized shortly after January 6th by saying I was never afraid of January 6th. I was there. You know, they sealed down the Senate building for about, the Senate chamber for about 10 minutes. Then, Capitol Police came and God bless them. And they ushered us out and I walked back to my office. And then I witnessed on the TV, the violence. And we all condemned it, by the way, right? None of us condone the violence. We condemn it. We want to see those people prosecuted the full extent of the law. But I also saw on the TV camera these supposed insurrectionists staying within the rope lines. Now we're seeing more and more videos that, unfortunately, the defense attorneys, the defendants, haven't had access to help defend themselves.
And what sort of vindicating video? I mean, if you're on the grounds, you're trespassing, you're interrupting a official governmental action, the supposed peaceful transfer of power, the counting of the Electoral College. What vindicating video would there be that somehow vindicates someone that shows up with bear spray or zip ties or a handgun?
Or a spear. I mean, when the QAnon shaman was, walking through between the velvet ropes, was that okay? Or was it already, walk through a busted window to get there? Let's get one more from Ron. These hostages. Anyway, they're very good people, according to the senator. Cut five, please.
But again, the narrative was set. This was an armed insurrection. We've been battling that now for 3 years. Now, I would say nothing could be further from the truth. One of the reasons I said that I wasn't afraid of January 6th is I knew who most of those people in the crowd were. Not personally, but in Wisconsin, we're battleground state. I went to a number of Trump rallies. And the people I saw attending Trump rallies, and I knew the vast majority of people that came to January 6th were patriots. People that are God-fearing, country-loving. They fervently love this country. They respect law enforcement. They would never even contemplate committing a crime or engaging in acts of violence. The vast majority of people that came on January 6th fitted that profile.
Okay, numerically, but that might be true. But there were so many armed insurrectionists, Ron. you can't say, well, ignore all the ones that showed up with guns because they're numerically the minority. That still makes for an armed crowd. When you've got hundreds of them charged with bringing arms, that's an armed crowd, Ron. I don't care what sort of happy spin you want to put on it, sir. Hunter Biden, got them all upset on the Hill today, Dom. Maybe we should go there as well. Your calls could be next, 844-967.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the glass.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up right after us.
Dominic, I got at least one more segment here in the back of the bio room. Drake University, Des Moines, Iowa. I am here for the Republican alternative to Donald Trump debate tonight, Nikki Haley versus Ron DeSantis. We've already had some big news of the presidential elector, elective sort. Chris Christie dropping out today. No endorsement, not yet. Apparently he went out with some sour grapes, trash-talking those that would remain in the race as the opponents to Donald Trump.
On a hot mic.
Dom,
mics are always on, Crudy. Just always remember that.
I'm dragging your ass to Iowa on Monday. It will be the caucuses, January 15th, Monday. Who caucuses on a Monday anyways for perhaps our final trip to Iowa, Dom? Because if the Dems ain't going to make Iowa first, there's no reason to ever come back to this godforsaken, snow-covered,
I thought there may be never be another presidential election if Donald Trump wins, because he'll just, you know, stay in power. Because he can.
I see what you did there. 844-967-2789. And you better tune in tomorrow, because I'll bring you all the insights from the downtown Des Moines Marriott Hotel lobby bar. That is the only reason I came here tonight, Tom. It's not about the debate. It's about the post-debate after party at the Des Moines Marriott downtown lobby bar. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. You got to tune in, though.
844-967-2789. Angie from Monroe, Wisconsin. You're up, Angie. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Angie.
I just want to say, Greg, good luck. And hopefully maybe you get to ask some crazy question to Ron DeSantis and, you know, and call him out for something good.
Governor DeSantis, so good, when are you dropping out?
That would be a good one. And then as far as little Miss Nikki Haley, she, for being a governor of a state that actually is trying to destroy our wild Mustangs, they actually stick them in a pen and sell them off, basically, and they end up going to Mexico for slaughter. So that's one of the states that likes to do that. I know that's not talked a lot about, but it's something I actually follow. So, yeah, she likes to destroy our basically one of our greatest animals in the United States next to the bald eagle is our wild Mustang, you know, and they're trying to clear them out and they sell them out to the cattlemen. They say they destroy our lands and they're not healthy, yet they're fat and plump when they get them, and then they stick them in a pen and then they get sick. So I just want to point, Miss Nikki Haley is not so sweet like CJ thinks she is.
Well, I don't know if he likes Nikki Haley. He sure did like the Nancy Mace. She's beautiful, according to CJ, and that Christy Noem. Yeah, he likes the governor of South Dakota quite a bit, perhaps as a vice presidential running mate. Dom, I still think you're favored. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
844-967-2789. Rico, Rock County. Welcome, man. What do you got for us?
How you doing, Rico?
Hey, look at Curdy out there working hard for we the people. Hey, in a snowstorm at that. Hey, now that we've heard old Rojo's side of the story of J6, I implore all the listeners, go out there. There's Officer Ganeo who was right out on the front lines that day. Just go out on the YouTube, wherever, find it. You can find it. His name is Aquilero Ganeo, just wrote a book. And he was right there on the front lines. Please, I implore the listeners, you can get it on the Civic, get that Civic Media app, go listen to this guy, and let's hear his perspective. We've heard Ron, who was locked in an office and secure facility somewhere, side of the story. So let's hear somebody that was right out there on the front line. That's what I wanted to call and say. You guys are doing a great job, man. I think you're weaning CJ off of that orange Kool-Aid because he calls in every day, all day to this station. And now wants Curdy. Hey, has he ever mentioned Christy Nome until you did. So evidently the information's starting to get in there, you guys. You pull that needle out slowly, though. Pull it out slowly and get the Band-Aid on it quick.
Come on, rip that Band-Aid off, Rico.
Oh, man.
Rico, hey, you want to know what the conservatives are really thinking, dude? They're still thinking that somehow Joe Biden's dropping out and Michelle Obama's going to supplant him on the ticket. I got some sort of push poll on my cell phone the other day for, like, democracy for our future. You know, some group that doesn't exist except as a shell corporation. But they sent me a picture of Michelle Obama and said, do you think she should run for elective office? Someone's pushing that concept. I don't know who it is. I heard Joel Clayfish say it. If it's reached Joel Clayfish level, it's it's permeating the base.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Curdy, it's obviously, we're just not aware of it because we're in our woke silos that, you know, the government's run by a secret cabal, and it's certainly not Joe Biden. Presumably, it's Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. And they're the ones really running it because, of course, who could possibly be in charge with the Pentagon head, you know, going into the ICU and no one knowing about it? So obviously it's all about Barack and Michelle Obama.
Well, Dominic, final thought here. CJ should not feel bad. He is not the only one that's been banned from a radio show. His buddy in trolling, former Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, effectively has been banned from the Pat McAfee show for the rest of the season. I mean, Pat McAfee came out before today's show and said, you know, good riddance for the rest of the year, Aaron Rodgers. I knew he wasn't doing himself any favors yesterday with the attacks on the Fauci and the woke media. I'm not sure why Aaron Rodgers has chosen this path, Dom, but it's a path that only CJ would appreciate. It's a path to darkness and ayahuasca overdoses them. Thank you all for listening. Devil's Advocates doing it live from Des Moines, Iowa, Drake University. A presidential debate going off. Where's the timer, Dom? It's like 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Oh, man, it's coming up quick, Curdy.
I tell you what, the Badger game tips off in like 32 minutes. I hope to be somewhere warm, snuggling, a cold drink by then. Have a great night, everyone. Maggie Dawn is next. And then, The Empowered Caregiver, featuring Liza Hellenbrand and Tammy Easling, a caregiver. Her fine guest tonight. And then stick around, Nightlight with the Pete Schwabba. Crudy will be back from Des Moines tomorrow. We'll do it on the airwaves for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you, Chad's Design Build. See you tomorrow on the radio.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Get your tickets now for MJ the Illusion. It's not just a Michael Jackson tribute show. It's a true King of Pop concert experience featuring live vocals by Michael Knight along with his team of world-class dancers. From the lights, costumes, music, and choreography, this show is a must-see for any fans of Michael Jackson. One night only, Thursday, January 25th, 7:30 p.m. in Wisconsin Rapids. Learn more at SavorTheArts.com. Let us entertain you.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief, a hot mic moment.